Hi. When I was little, I used to bite my toenails, but now that I'm older and obviously longer, I can't reach them, so I would clip them and, you know, line them up on the table and find the best-looking toenail and kind of nibble on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah.
Makes you cray-cray.
Yeah.
Don't you hate it when you're not flexible enough to reach your toes anymore, Xavier?
That's what you get out of that.
You know, it's a hard life.
Are your toenails painted?
They are not painted.
Nope.
But they are nice and crunchy.
Oh, that's so gross.
Don't tell that to anybody else.
That's one of those things that, you know what, you just shouldn't share with anyone.
I thought we were on the trust tree.
And I'm hoping you gave us a fake name so no one even recognizes who this is.
Nope, it's Xavier.
I have no shame. I don't care. I don't eat them. I just like the way they feel.
Oh, you don't eat them?
No, he just puts them in his mouth and gnaws them.
He just nibbles on them.
That's eating.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just because you don't swallow doesn't mean you're not eating them.
You know they have sunflower seeds. You can do that with them if you want.
I've got to breath mint. Get that flavor out of my mouth right now.
We still love you, Xavier.
Yeah. I mean, he likes Fritos.
Sharing is caring, buddy. Thank you. This will be a last
one. Now, would he be grossed out if we asked him to eat someone else's toenails? Or does it just have to be his toenails?
Would you do that, Javi? Oh, he's gone.
We don't want to keep talking about chewing toenails.
He had toenails to go chew.
By the way, toenails smell.
You didn't know that.
Why are you smelling them?
Everybody smells their toenails.
No, I've never once in my life smelled them.
No, because I go get pedicures and then I don't bend down and smell my feet.
But even when I do my own toenails, I don't smell the clippings.
No,
I've smelled them.
Never.
Man, you guys make me feel like I'm the weirdest person ever. Right.
I'm sure
you're not the only one that does that. It's just gross.
Hey, Sandra.
Hi, I have an insulin pump because I have diabetes, and instead of keeping it in my pocket, I keep it in my bra and my cleavage to keep it from bouncing everywhere. So before I eat, I have to take it out and give myself what you call a bolus. But when I take it out, I smell it because it smells like boob sweat. Does that make me crazy?
Oh my God.
Wow.
How big is this contraption, this pump? I don't know what it is.
Why do you care how big it is?
Well, I don't know.
She's smelling boob sweat.
I know. That's hilarious within itself.
It's only hot.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a little pager, like the old school pagers, and I just keep in my cleavage. And whenever I take it out, I just smell it. And I didn't realize I was doing it until one day one of my coworkers is like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "What? I don't know. I always do that. I always smell my boob sweat."